By the telepathic act of wish fulfillment came Lonnie Donegan, Bridgeton Skiffle, and Bridie Gallagher's Donegal Shunos. And live from St. Peter's Garden, rock gods in pale elemental form found wisdom through friendship when John finished the daytime set, stepped off the back of a lorry stage and first met Paul at the face of a church where Eleanor Rigby's history was sealed after the night gig in a place philosophers preach friendship. The church hall woofer rocks to Berry and Presley direct from the quarryman, Lennon's mob on home turf, a posher suburb than speak, McCartney's manor. And thus their partnership began, where music rolled melodic and silent Sophia's poetic hand in a Mersey umphalos, the well of Sega beneath hazel, dealt soft dappled showers of sienna light upon reed and sedge as it wavered and rippled in ageless dumb wisdom, folding through strings in a wind chime of history that ring a bell our mind cannot muffle. Animal voice, the fictional eyewitness woven within, who rock, outpour and apportion in proper ennobling form. Myths her chief creators mouth in works of air. They accomplish detachment and sight the island goddess of memory with grey gods, honey god Ogma and Emergan the white knee, who gifts men fully, half or none, knowledge of Eber and Eremon. Their wheel spun diverse in chance as death spells nurture philosophies, draft and balance humanity's egg in cosmic incubus. To lie right side up, no short cuts or improper attempts at self-wisdom. Just the logical art gods weaving a question on rock and roll, rooting in a person. If the bow and lyre both are strung through God's body, Sir Paul, or the soul of Bono St. John. Some say all who knew he did nothing without soul. No, John learned the art of rock and roll with Paul. They are symbiotic in the body of all fans' fictional cauldrons, tilting or not. And those possessing a revolver, Abbey Road and Rock and Roll Music Volume 1, will know the word of John and holler along to Bad Boy. Twist and shout, I call your name, and imagine his reality in the orbiting sound force, whispering a knowledge they hear via him, destiny's child filled fully upright, decoding ancestral music, chosen to colour and program humanity. Sir Paul singing Long Tall Sally, I saw her standing there, Kansas City, and I wanna be your man, was destined to come through John, past I hold your hand, beyond a void with prerequisite ability, to the widest reach of experience, and easily ascend in a miraculous shift, one cauldron side slanting, another on its lips, both stir in a fictional pot. No fire or hell below us, above us only thought. Imagine the brotherhood of man, It's easy if you find one, body and soul, who remotely taught all less able at turning a rhyme back born slanted, how to become God. The guts of Paul and Bono St. John, who I, from the planetary rhythm in people of bardcraft, reveal to a poet searching for tropes. Each time he'll rock or fold in silence, an epithet driving lofty in a lifetime filled with sung events, singing in a voice fully effable, balanced on its back by sorrow, ineluctable mimesis, poetical process of time, trial, hope, unaired drafts of Sophia from the heart of mystery and mythical nerdy wisdom of rock from Wilton to speak. And fleet with the reflection in a well of friendship or pride. Walking the rhododendron sheltered road from the Glocklands to the cottage, I became connected to a patchwork of fields, barks and peat smoke, where even dead brown heads of wild rhubarb fell into being with dog bark and bird call, puncturing the silence, wrapping the island completely, save for the foam white horse water dancing at the Atlantic's eastern edge, and calling to a half bright moon as the ruby pink finger of crimson cloud rings atop of Sleevemore Mountain, gently paled into white mist and disappeared into the ether that warm May night. I felt the silken light of Ackle hold within its grasp all the waves of time that ever broke upon the ridges of her Nanatuck Mountain and wind-ravaged fir trees, always ever blooming in a moment ever present no sweeping hand can measure. Sunset strips filter through window slats, edging across a bone white wall and beech wood floor with mole knots dotting the faded grain. As dusk draws darkness in, peeling back the pith of light, opaque forms appear in pale shadows and cast a chill spell in the night air. A ghostly clan sleep from the other world through pictures clung on bricks. Visit the room, filling the hours before dawn with an aroma of spirits, spectres, and long silent ancestors. Their fuse of flesh light lit and left as a pyramid of past we've no cognizance of. To human history, reality, chained to existence, an unfathomable entity, void of consciousness. No man or woman will speak of until humanity sings no more of distress, but happiness. Shall we talk of the dead? I, a chasm of the heart, refuse to look past a pool of cloud, drawing love to force a tide of will. Storms of white horse water whip the dawn, sleeping a beggar scattered his dream. Love is thy neighbour in this mirror of broken blossom, rippling the night's scented silence and divinity crying within us, risen in the remembrance of a ghost flickering beyond love. The momentary illusion of a lost sun fled when passion beneath his hooded coral web, wrapping the night above us, enmeshed her fragrance of memory, tapered to what passed between us, what dropped from the scaffold befell us, and why the platform will claim a green glow. Red-lit ladies envisaging Ballsbridge and Tara, marching the ancestral flow of his heart, less rendered to hate, shocked to the state of bemused imitational grace. Strike up the tune, Smith, bellow and humour, the spiritual show, before last moon drop, first rain falling is lost now in wetness, the cool slow rock. No longer will I wait for the sensuous skin of a princess who held an image for me, trembling to turn and leave, fading as a wheatfield wave beneath an August moon, the lip-red light of her I will discover, the eye beholden to no other, who loves me and shows wonder in the words making love for her, here, us. An illusion, we the air and world through which she moved, and the girl I will become when the womb of light surrenders and sea claims my energy, releasing the feet of gods who crawl no longer on fodder's shore for humanity to come. She told first of love, blind in a silly verse, sincerely writ, which hit me, stripped me of anger, and now we learn together as man and wife, split no more, the goddess unseen, devoid of flaws, and a soul of grace, a heart who cares, a woman who made me believe again, you.
I'll do a piece of memory, a performance piece.
I'll try and write your whole thing. Mood's a passing cloud, takes time to cross the landscape. A week or two and then, boom, catch you later. Or, putting it into speakies, when it's gone, it's gonna come back round, maybe not today or tomorrow, but someday, and sooner, not no later than a month or two, while the weight spaceship swings along, here to there, bubbling days in babble, churning out the voice in word and song, and that rat-a-tat. Tap, beep, tap, hello, what's cooking on the mobile lights there below? Take a pause, talk to one another. Gotta stop and call up numbers, fix in frames, rake in plunder, rig some games before we're 6 foot under. The cold, wet cloth, we're all gonna call home someday. And sooner, not no later than 4 or maybe 5 score max. So, in between times, gotta find a way to create what we're gonna be saying. Otherwise, ain't no use in telling tales, kid along. Singing those tunes, those rat-a-tat, tickle-tocking. The body clock, racking up the rock and roll, and the beep, 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 and the boom, boom, boom. Creeping up on you, neat and tidy, a wave after wave incoming. Just gonna burst your soul when the clock calls home and the clock stops ticking. So, let's get moving. Shake that ass down. Get Don't be fooling with the upward thrust of the come down chap, 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 chap. Melissa, number column, coming through and stealing time. Hello, how are you doing? Keeping well and spending clever. Another day for sale. Got in cheap to those in front of you who've got first shout on tomorrow. Hurry, 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 ain't going after there. Hello, sir. What are you after? Last next week? Ooh, 7 spins, please. Want a bit of change for yesterday's apple pie until he told you so. You go very sick giving it away. So, help yourself, no need to pay. It's a newfangled thing, trying itself out in tasters. I like to say free cheese juice to smiley ladies, she's old as you play your own for your bits and pieces needed to keep the ground stable. As your time ticks by, your mind moves past and crossing over to the next beat, knocking on the door, evolving round and round as comings merging into going and that beep beep bop bell away. Lozenge world codes all their power. Talk stay cracked, e knock there nowhere. I'm saying words. Going overboard and lose the speakeasy, the cheese baby stitching out with all the blah blah blah. Oh, you got out there, there you go. What, what? Hey, woo! Yeah, right there. Cork, here we are. What a splendid race, isn't it? Style is a function of theme. Style is not imposed on subject matter, but arises from it. Style is truth to thought. That's Julian Barnes, a very famous novel. Julian, he was the real big fellow who thought outside the box. A giant in the canon. Big gun saviour who tore up the terrain with radical thinking and a fully functioning sense of the eternal theme, main squeeze of a triple goddess. To others, he's a barn pot, a limp-loop nutjob and jumped-up office waller who had no style or talent for anything but filing, flannel, cobblers, best ideas, conning everyone he met and being jammy on his toes. Some don't profess to know either way, preferring instead to try and get a considered perspective, then move with what's left and live, reading in the here and now. Many do not care for the matter of his life or his written words, are not asked, couldn't give a toss if his style was imposed or arose, and many in the world have never actually heard of him. He could be anyone. His truth to thought was his own, same as everybody. He was unique, and his words made a difference. Most had no clue who he was or what he was up to. An anonymous author nobody read, who remained unknown and unrecognised, and who could not get arrested if he was cartwheeling naked on the high street. He was from country stock, great at field work, donkey work, a country tribe's baby blue-eyed jewels, going places, destined for greatness, and all things revolved around him. You know the type. The youngest on the farm who grew up tall and could read and write in a wonderful style. Shovel muck double quick from sty to dung heap, dig ditches and do a brilliant bit of building work, jewels. He was a man who thought about all sorts, not just pig's will or chickens and having a lend with his neighbour's sheepdog. A jack-in-the-box with big ideas about spuds, swede, beetroot, dairy produce, small rural industry, stocks, bonds, treasury white papers, domestic think tanks, strategies that rid the workplace of prejudice and promote tolerance, inclusion, diversity, fairness and transparency in local government, transport and maritime territorial issues, national health concerns, contingencies for state emergencies, and the most efficient and practical way of mucking out effluent from piggeries, stables and chicken coops. Several pubs, number one genius in residence who, in no time at all, could whip up a master plan of attack on the back of a fag packet or beer mat, and one who'd keep an army on its toes if he wasn't devoting his energies to farm work or thinking of what style might arise from the subject matter of his next essay. Barnsley, he was the intellectual giant who directs operations from a lounge bar or hay barn HQ, wheeled a shovel for 6 hours solid, knew all about invisible ink. Could grow a muzzy, dabbled in any dodge going, and found how to disguise a dream when love was terminal. A large bloke who's fighting the trenches for art and peace, plotting to overthrow the status quo as he cycled the countryside, picnicking, keeping fit, necking a few scoops as he constantly mooched about, rousing the troops, whipping up the crack, firing one-liners, having a great gas, then taking it to the max. A laughter lad giggling at being an all-round live legend who relieved stress by taking the mick out of cut glass titular what rich ones who thought they were doing themselves a favour by not leaving her be and setting off out of it. His doings foxed everyone but Kathleen until that night. She always knew the score, still does. She's unreal. None of us con her. Barnsley. In Bloomsbury, Barnsley and Brum, he knew lovers, fighters, fanatics, violent shithouses, lunatics, frightened bullies, spits, liars, cowards, spies, good people whose desire was freedom for peace, who'd loot minds, hearts, mythologies and cop shops on his whim. But only when desperation kicked in for the freedom he never had as a kid. More than all this though, Barnsley, he was a style expert who spun tales by jumping straight in. Aoife mouthed words, but it's all Kathleen's world, and the brown leather robe draped across the chair, tucked beneath the table, contained within this locked box, is mine, Neve cries, coming through the door of the occupational therapy room where Aoife O'Brien sits listening to the Angelus bell peal havoc at the hilltop. Julian deported our mind to see beyond stereotype freaks from Dublin's outpatient agency as underbelly background artists on Peanuts today for the full bore shoot, acting the maggot as Tom, Robert or Marlon there. Connected now to those you share consciousness with through Neve and Ethan's Angelus energy. Have the sense to look for meaning where few dare peek for fear of being branded mentally unkempt. Like Neve was before she shuffled off to a derelict in the loony bin. Opine to be beyond all reach by the boss head doctor of a crumbling psychiatric hospital where she patiently waited in 1999 for Professor O'Brien to dish up pills and dole out injections from 10 to 11, depending on if there is a cow in the field and a machine out of order. Neve is on warden in role play as a not yet dead nut-nut strapped to a naughty chair and babbling freely at the table. The machine is out of order. The need continues. Within the four walls of this crypt, I conjure the tall author, architect of state and soldier of memory who lives on. Does need now flit with the big man's shade in books? Deconstruct school children from shadows in caves and tower over oath-bound men to find a simple mountain grace written at life's end, where yet rule the world of words his imagination shook fairly from her tongue, pouring forth to wrought prayer and fable a nation's tomb. Verbally come where, me, 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 more than he, it was back when me dropped off and got on with the business of being la-la, nuttying it up for medication and a cosmic life, ticking boxes and flapping wings across forms, ether's boss, Kathleen Island, our chief executive, read before deciding the only option on offer for Eve were a few large bolts of energy jolts through her brain. Now you know. A one-woman universe who returned her tribe to disperse underground and travel through air as ether. Neve knew ether's way with the leather restraining belt and the moniker they used. Kathleen, her daily jacket, will be where the morning lit mountain phantasmagoria and shade leisure with the ghost of a man who topped the fella who took drafts of demands to London. ECT demons came haunting her in the TV room until her liquid cosh tipped her mind into overdose and she disappeared during the Angelus bell, silently faded and was instantly whisked to VIP at the afterlife bash in paradise. Will Kathleen tell? Neve never spoke once the initial dissolution instantly dissolved any questions lingering in her brain. Just got stuck underground in a box after Kathleen called to dance her reflection in a grave where the well of time will return in wild thin spring flowers. An answer blown on ageless dumbstone tells of whose life. An answer blown on ageless dumbstone tells of whose love falls there for you, Kathleen, who knew what went on as my heart beat alive and I breathed, being driven through the breeze to an ambush that night when the windows blew in and a bullet got shot through my skull. Fictional style maestro Julian, the sleight of hand in this tale, did not witness the deed that night, nor see the placebo scattered and withdrawn. He just moved through shadows in an author's mind, ciphers in Van Schock's vision, Neve and Aoife, Kathleen, a poetic fable, who, a phantom who triggered Mick's quick return to her. And in the immediate aftermath, two faint ghost trails appeared to flicker on the track, glowing, they say, for the short time it took for his spirit to pass over. The light dimmed as it drew in beneath the foot of Flower Mouth Rock, then paled out and vanished. The big fellow shades vanished into Cape Island's earth.
Yeah, that one. That's not that time.